Tell us what you see as Pete Carroll's biggest development as a coach since we were together there back in 94.
Well, Nick, you know, you saw him then, and he did have that high energy, and that's really what he was known for then. It's what he's known for now. But I think that the development and the career track that he's taken has been really perfect for him in this respect. You know, Pete Carroll, from talking to people around the league and from talking to him, he is perfect for a college coach because he's got the enthusiasm that is not often mistaken in the NFL for being soft. And I think that's what his problem was with the Jets after just 1 year. Leon Hess let him go and brought in, you know, what he thought was tough guy Richie Kotite. And then in New England, when he got let go after 3 years following Bill Parcells, which is, you know, it's a no-win proposition for anybody. But at USC, and I got to tell you, there were doubters who were, you know, talking about him not being able to fit in at USC. I thought right from the get-go it was the perfect fit because he is such a high-energy guy. College guys love that kind of stuff, and he has control over every single aspect of his operation at USC, where he didn't in the NFL, whether it was having a general manager or having the egos that professional players have that prevented him from really being the kind of coach he was.